This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beats, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now can you get that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand. Yes, that's right. This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand, the premium, premier, and pristine podcast for the people's ears. I couldn't think of another P word to say, but welcome to the show. Good morning. This is a fake Monday morning here today, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fake Monday morning. We have a action-packed, great show for you. It's the 49th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. So next week will be episode 50. I know what you're saying, longtime listeners. You're listening to last week's episode, which had everybody and their mother on it. Roosh Williams, Dough Man, Propane, Stocks, Stoppa, T2, the Ghetto Hippie, everybody on the show. And I said that last week's show was episode 49, but I was mistaken. It happens. I make mistakes. I'm a human being. That's what I do. No one's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Missy Elliott said it on that J. Cole song. Come on now. But this week is the 49th edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Next week, 50th edition, like I said before. And that would make, I believe, 125 episodes overall of the Brad Gilmore Show. If my math is correct, which it always is, brother. So, yeah, I just want to thank everybody for supporting us, because without you guys who are listening right now, I mean, we wouldn't be doing this, because this is for you. This isn't for us to entertain ourselves. It's to entertain you, and you're going to be entertained by the entertainment world champion, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flairin, good hair having entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore, brother. Brother, you know, ever since Hogan came back to WWE, I've realized that I've been saying brother all the time. Normally, my go-to wrestling impersonation, like you heard in the interview with Kai Meyer and every show with the man, is Macho Man Randy Savage. But since Hogan came back, I've been a Hogan guy. I've been like, well, let me tell you something, brother. Entertainmania is going to run wild on you, Jack. Do you want to live forever? But, yeah, I don't know why I've been doing Hogan so much. It's strange to me. And you know what else is strange? That I'm the only one at the studio right now. No DJ Motai, no Ashley Imani. And I know y'all missed Ashley from last week. She was absent last week. She's absent this week. I know I promised that she'd be back. She is not. DJ Motai is not here either. I don't know what's going on, but I'm here, and I'm sure they're going to be back for the 50th episode celebration next week. I'm not going to reveal who the guest is for next week, but trust me, it's going to be somebody special, and you're going to really be entertained by that guest as well as today on the show. But before I get to who's on the show today, which if you've already clicked the download button, you know. You know by now. Come on now. Who are we fooling here? Who are we fooling? Nobody. I just want to think about my week. As I'm doing this, I'm gearing up for Saturday's set of Reality of Wrestling tapings here in the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex. And our guest this, you know, we've been doing special guests. I know I'm stumbling all around here, but we've been doing special guests every month since December. December we had Michael Cole, the Uso brothers, the Boogeyman, and Shelton Benjamin all at one show. And January, our Steel Cage main event, we also had Rob Van Dam, current WWE superstar, just made his return. And let's see, February, we had the one and only Big Sexy Kevin Nash. March, we had Karma, or Awesome Kong. She's going by Amazing Kong right now. And then this week, this month, April 19th, which I'm gearing up for, is Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, the Big Bad Booty Daddy. I'm so excited for this set of TV tapings and for Big Papa Pump. And I'm hoping Booker decides to give him a live microphone because we all want to hear what Big Papa Pump has to say. Believe that, sucker. But, yeah, we just debuted last week on the Soul of the South television network, airing in over 40 million homes, we're told. And it's in all the major markets. So if you're listening in New York, Philadelphia, Miami, Dallas, New Orleans, Lafayette, everywhere. It's everywhere, man. You can check us out. Go to soulofthesouth.tv, I believe, and check out when we're playing. We're playing, I believe, every Wednesday at 8 p.m., Thursday mornings at 12 a.m., Saturdays, I believe, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we'll always be on Sunday mornings here in Houston on the Cube at 2 in the morning. We're working on the time slot, so work with us, people. But right now, set your DVRs, 2 in the morning, every Sunday on the Cube. I just shot another episode of High Octane, a special edition with me and Matt Topolsky, which I think airs this Saturday. And there's huge, shocking news on that, and I don't want to reveal that too much, but just know if you're a fan of reality of wrestling and you've been following the Texas wrestling independent scene for the past few years, you're going to be shocked by what happens this Saturday on High Octane on the Cube, Reality Wrestling High Octane on the Cube, hosted by the Entertainment World Champion and the European Champion of the World, Matt Topolsky. So you should look forward to that. And speaking of Matt Topolsky, go over to the Fake Monday Morning Show, which is our second channel here from the Brad Gilmore Show, where we give you little extras and tidbits and classic moments and podcasts and full length. And me and Matt Topolsky did a nice little review of WrestleMania 30, also with Kyle Hubbard. So, yeah, go check that out if you got a chance. You can go – we're on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes, just as the Brad Gilmore Show is. That's a – I believe it's bgshowclassics.podbean.com if you want to look at it that way. Also, check out the Reality Check podcast. Me and Booker T have a podcast together. Little known fact. It's called Reality Check. Reality Wrestling presents Reality Check. It is also on Stitcher Radio and on iTunes and at rowrealitycheck.podbean.com or on realityofwrestling.com. So go and check all that out, too. The first episode was with Kelly Kevin, who just celebrated a birthday recently. So happy birthday again to Mr. Kevin Bernhardt, the director of Reality of Wrestling. You can check him out on IMDb. All right, go check that out. But then we also have the Brothers Lockhart podcast up. So go check that out, man, too. You know, support me and support the things that I do. Today's show, though, is going to be special. It's going to be more than special. You know, a lot of the times, sometimes when I have a guest on here or when we have a guest on here, it's a lot of the times we know them. But like several of these podcasts, it's me meeting them for the first time. So you're literally hearing our first meeting ever on air. But one of the guys who's coming in today, I've known for years. I used to promote a concert series here in Houston called Speak Concert Series. I thought it was pretty cool with the Speak Concert Series. I'm not going to lie. It was the Superb Poets Expanding the Average Knowledge is what Speak stood for. And I had 9 concerts. And this guy was featured on, I believe, 1 or 2 of them. 2 of them, actually. And he, great, great performer. Awesome guy. My band 2011, we've played with him so many times. And he always shines. I remember we had this one show in Beaumont. I'll tell this quick story. We got booked at this venue called the Tequila Rock in Beaumont. And it was us, 2011, and Tim Woods, who's the guest today. And who else played? I think it was just us two. And we went in there. It was packed. It was packed of Beaumont people. And they were cool, man. I loved everybody out there. Shout out to Beaumont, man. And shout out to the Tequila Rock. It was such a cool place, man. I really liked that venue. And I went later to perform with Stocks. But anyway, at this show, they have this big bar in the center, right? It's a big, like, the venue when you walk in, it's a bar to the right. And it's like this little stage up there to the left and toward, like, the middle. But there's this long-standing bar, like, all the way down the middle of the venue. And then there's also a stage outside with, like, a nice little patio. But we were playing inside. And this little bar, man, was cool, but it was high. It was probably, I say, at least 4.5 feet tall, right? So we're performing. We're doing one of our songs. I believe it was Renewable Energy off our first album. And we're rocking it, man. We're killing it. You know what I'm saying? You feel it. You know when you're rocking something. As a performer, when you're on that stage, you know when the crowd is buying into you. And the crowd was buying into us, man. They really liked us. And Actually, it was a song called Time Goes On. So anyway, we're up there, we're rocking, we're killing it. Trey does his verse, you know, Avery's going hard on the drums, DJ Motai's hitting the nice cuts, D Jones, Corbin Dallas is hitting those nice, lovely, melodic notes, and it's time, almost time, for the Entertainment World Champion's verse. All right. I wasn't going by the Entertainment World Champion back then, but that I digress. That's another story, brother. See, I did the Hogan thing again. I don't know what I'm doing, brother. I did the Hogan thing again, you know. So anyway, my verse is about to come up, and I see this bar. There are people around it, and there are people to the back, and we're performing on the ground, so I don't think people can see me. So I have a wireless mic that I carry everywhere that I bought. That I actually got for my birthday or Chris' birthday. I got for my birthday a few years back, I believe, and I've used it everywhere. If you see me hosting somewhere, I'm pretty much using that microphone. I like to take my own mic. Not that I don't trust other people. I just like that it's mine. It's like I told my friend today on the phone. I got my truck back, by the way. Clifford the Big Red Truck is back in my possession. It's running fine, running smooth. But I told him today, I liked driving a Lexus, which is what I was driving when I didn't have my truck. But I like my truck better because it's mine. You know what I'm saying? The truck is mine. That's why I like it. Anyway, so, wow, I'm losing myself in this story. Anyway, I have this wireless mic, so I run and I jump up on one of these bar stools and I jump on top of the bar. So here I am. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm on a 4.5 foot tall bar. I'm 10.5 feet in the air on the tip of my hair. If you really want to count it, my hair is probably at least 4 inches. So let's just say that I'm, you know, 11 feet. Let's just go with that. I'm 11 feet in the air. All right. And I'm doing my verse. I'm rapping it. The crowd's loving it. They're like, oh, man, look at the guy. People are taking pictures, man. I felt really cool. And I was hitting it, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm coming to my closing line. And on my closing line, in my head, I was like, I'm going to jump off, right? And I'm going to run back to the stage. So that's what I do. I jump off. And it was the first time I was in the middle of the air. This is how you knew I was high in the air. I had enough time to reconsider the jump, all right? I had enough time to say, oh, this was not a good idea, Mr. Gilmore. And so I'm still falling, which seems like an eternity, right? I'm still falling, and I hit the ground, and I tweak my knee to where I've never felt a shooting pain like that go through any part of my body, right? I have this shooting pain in my knee. I feel it twist. I finished the show, and I had to sit down for the rest of it, and the next day I woke up, and my knee was completely swollen. I could barely walk. It was terrible. So I learned a lesson. If you're that high up in the air, don't jump off in the middle of your performance. And speaking of 2011, that's also going to be a nice little extra y'all going to get here today. I think I'm gonna forego the real or fake segment and the news segment because Monty nor DJ Motai are here. So we're going to forego that this week, but it'll be returned next week for the 50th episode. So what I'm going to put in its place is 2011 recently did an interview on MJWJ Radio here in Houston. And, we don't do a lot of interviews, and I always like it when we all get together and do stuff. It always makes me feel like I'm at home because everything that I do today is because of those guys, and I love each and every one of them individually. For different reasons, obviously. I mean, come on. Let's think about it. Let's think about it for a second. Come on. I'll give you 2 seconds. All right, that's enough. So anyway, I'm actually going to play that audio in its full entirety for y'all to check out today because I think it's so cool. And you know, a lot of people ask me on this show. They send me questions on Twitter and Instagram and even on Facebook like, hey, you see, I hear you talking about 2011. I want to know more about y'all. Can you send me some music? Da-da-da-da-da. I want to book y'all for a show. So yeah, man. So this is your chance, guys, to find out more about 2011. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some 2011. We'll get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. Even though he's not here, he's still giving us a mix. And then we'll transition into the interview on MJWJ Radio on the To Be Honest radio show, which I believe is every day, I think, on MJWJ. Search for it on Google and you'll find it. It's a really cool, guys. Shout out to everybody there. Shout out to Meg, who helped us get this all together. I'm going to play this this audio clip real quick. And then, DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix. I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. then the 2011 audio clip, and then we'll be back with our interview with Tim Woods. So y'all stay tuned here on the People's Podcast of Pristine Pleasure for your ears. This is the Brad Gilmore Show on the Man, brother.
Swagged up and killing, them hoes showing love. Real niggas in the building, we hit them sparkles to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of way. That's a killing, them hoes showing love. I'm swagged up and killing, them hoes showing love. Real niggas in the building, we hit them sparkles to the ceiling. That ass and spray got me feeling some type of way. Wait a minute. In the building, swag up and killing. All my money, large cash in the ceiling. Ace of spades got me feeling some type of way. Swag, nigga, cause that's where I stay. And if you see me in the club, motherfucker, I'm getting paid. Yeah, young CEO, no CONVO, AMCYNTO, my nigga. Bottles on the way, just sparklers in the air. We standing on couches and chairs. Swagged up and killing, them hoes showing love. Three niggas in the building, we lit the sparks to the ceiling. Niggas a spray got me feeling some type of. Them hoes showing love, that's a given. Them hoes showing love, I'm swagged up and killing. Them hoes showing love, three niggas in the building, we lit the sparks to the ceiling. Niggas a spray got me feeling some type of.
You see BZ Luciano. Trap out the bundle. I ain't never trippin', pimpin', keep that shit on Hondo. Brandon Blanco on the beat, I smell like Ferragamo. Pull up in that Lambo, closing off a Zani. She ain't got a punish, man, that pussy pure design. Section full of bitches, it's a stripper's bad and tips. Baby, shaking ass and titties, all my niggas swag and trippy. Speedy spiffy. MCBZ, I'ma hold it down for my city. Nobody fucking with me. I got the loud pack, I'm feeling like the damn club. The waitress running back, I'm feeling like the damn club.
I was in Houston for the night, now I'm back in town.
Me where I'm at. Told her, baby, I'm on one, but your destination is next. Now I'm coming down on that freeway, that UGK in my dick. Got that take it off on replay, like Pimp C said. Now she texting me that she need a pack, she ain't had it good in so long. And I'm like, damn, shawty, I'm speeding fast when I get to you, girl, it's on. And when I make it there, I just wanna see that ass, no boy shorts and no thongs. She got that ocean half, a nigga sinking quick. Rock the boat on my lead, shit, I hit the block and showed up and piece the wheel. I see some rockets pulled up and Keisha lit. I know your neighbors probably never heard of me, but they gon' know my name when you screaming it. And I'm going in, at the same time I'm showing now. I got a leg shaking, I roll around, I'm head crazy.
I can tell that she had seen when she smiled. Shout out a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that pussy, I might wake up another 2 rounds. Living room got like 8 bitches, we done got another 2 down.
Two!
Yeah. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston for a minute, now I'm back in town.
She ain't worried about no nigga. Got her own bread, got her own business. Laced up in Isabel Marant, solid niggas thinking she gold digging. Truth be told, she got more than you, so what the hell you think she need with y'all figures? Ain't none better, so I drop whatever I'm doing down when she calls. Really ain't none better, it go down whatever from the bedroom to the wall. It's the ones who bear with hustle, never ask for nothing that a nigga wanna give up. Every time I hit it, man, I need some more, I notice. Can't resist it when the dope is potent. Try to ride the stick just like a roller coaster, like to drive it quick and at a slow motion. I be hearing it like I got sin, this life, I'm going dumb, I'm so focus, just a trail nigga, trail nigga. I'll
most you want is a drill, nigga. Most you lanes can even deal with.
She had bad shit when she smiled. Shout out a little dramatic, but it compliment her style. Late nights we get romantic, need a babysitter for the child. If I whip out, she like, ooh, child. I'ma hit that push out, night wake up, another two rounds. Living room got like eight bitches, we done not another two down. Yeah, yeah. I was in Houston, Parliament, now I'm back in town. I was in Houston, Parliament, now I'm back in town.
James on the beat, BZ and Ray P. I say, swagged up, I be killing. 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 I'm like, damn, I'm chilling. These hate niggas be grilling. I think they got a feeling. I'm swagged up, I be killing. 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 Hold up, wait a second. Bitches, BZ out the west. And I say, swagged up, I be killing. Cast that to the ceiling. South down and swagged out. I be hitting that hoe. Spaz out on the track. I rip that hoe. Tip that lean. I pip that joke. If he dance like a stripper, I tip. That hoe, I say bitches BZ and Ray P. Ray P. Yeah. That's Cali swag and A-Lee. Yeah, that my nigga up with my West Hand. Blunt lit, thinking about my next plan. Yeah, every bitch we meet is down to fuck the clip. So I just fuck my main and let these boppers suck my dick. Damn. I ain't a thug, I'm a star. These niggas smile on my face, and they mean but from afar. And I'm like, damn,
I'm chillin', but these niggas over here grillin'. I think they got a feeling that I'm swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killin'. Say swagged up, I be killin'. Say I'm swagged up, I be killin'. So swagged up, I be killin'. And I'm like, damn, I'm chillin', but these niggas, they over here grillin'. I think they got a feeling that I'm swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killin'. Say swagged up, I be killin'. Swagged up, I be killing. Say swagged up, I be killing. I'm about to hit the club. Swagged up, I be killing. Ray P, also known as Bitch, I'm Montel Williams. Say you got an O with aloe. Blow a O in half a day. Hit the CD, Olay. Bullshit, I don't play. T-Cash, I just made 100,000 in that back, nigga. Five star, that detox. Team toss, get your back, nigga. Hit the bitch from the back, nigga. Yeah, I'm so fucking crazy. Never lazy. Fugazi, y'all hazy, I'm blazing off the shit, off the street, then I'm off the block. I get it back, give it all you got. Yeah, I got that long drop, that long dick and that daddy stroke. Hit it down like I'm a party boy, then I just get retarded, boy. Swagged up, I'm gnarly, boy.
I'm like, damn, I'm chilling. These hate niggas be grilling. I think they got a feeling. I'm swagged up, I be killing. 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 Swagged.
Zilla, nigga.
Wait, Zilla. Hey, but your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it. But your bitch love it, bitch love it, love it. But your bitch love it. But your bitch love it. He ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it. Fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it. What you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it. If you a bad bra, you could come and rock with Stockzilla. Oldest fan, makes time. Then my niggas, if Bun B ain't say it, then you not Triller. Cause the dude in the coupe got a flat top too. Turn your boo bug to a bugaboo. They know us, they gotta ask about you. They know us, they gotta ask about you. You don't have to like, long as your bitch love it. Switch the gold for the cold, got sick of it. They hate the rollie, but I swear that my wrist love it. When I stack mo chains, I'ma need six of them. Boys hug on their gun, cause they sick of them. We just pull up, stunt, make a bitch of them. Might even snatch one of them chick gum. She a little thick some. When you shine, this is what you get, son. Get some, look fly in that. If me no likey, then we fly you back. If she gon' pay attention, then you might have to buy your back. You dry hate, and I don't want no parts in that. You see, this bitch's vintage is an artifact. I ain't stunning months, play your part in that.
But if you ask me why I'm buying that, you should know my reply to that. It's cause your bitch love it, he ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it, he ain't really, really getting that dough. Oh, but your bitch love it, fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it, what you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it, he ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it, he ain't really, really getting that dough. Oh, but your bitch love it, fool always thinking he
gone.
But your bitch love it, what you niggas really hate me
for? This shit, man.
Oh,
hey,
but your bitch love it,
man, why you stunt, man? I think you broke. But your bitch love it, that bitch love it, always on swole. Hey, and your bitch love it, this a young nigga they call Ray P. Your bitch love my whole family. I'm on the cloud cause I'm smoking loud, and you can probably come get a pee. I don't give a damn about your whole life. My nigga Starkzilla got the hoes in cape. And Ray P got a couple Cali girls. We gon' get them hot and fucking crazy. Broke ass niggas at home lazy. My diamonds stay dancing like Patrick Swayze. Your bitch love it, your girl love it. She give me brains, so I know she crazy. I slide off in that pussy like coins in a parking meter. Yeah, your girl hungry for the D. So you know a nigga had to feed. She told her baby daddy about me. Now that nigga asking for a feature.
But your bitch love it, he ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it, fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it, what you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it, he ain't really got no flow. Oh, but your bitch love it, he ain't really, really getting that down. Oh, but your bitch love it, fool always thinking he gone. Oh, but your bitch love it, what you niggas really hate me for? Oh, cause your bitch love it.
Yes, everybody, welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Just as promised, I'm about to play our interview, 2011's interview with MJ WJ Radio here in Houston, Texas. Hold on. Swig of Rockstar Super Sour's energy drink for the working man. Shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin. Anyway, we're about to get into that right now. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the sounds of 2011's voices and the music of 2011 right now. Here's our appearance on To Be Honest Radio.
So, 2011, what's going on?
What's up? What's up?
How's everybody doing?
So, wait, did we get to ask the questions? Is this like a job? We're going to flip it on you. It's like a stepbrother.
You're going to be asking us the questions.
Okay.
We're answering you the questions. Does that mean we're saying the questions?
All right, you guys. So first question that I want to know right off the bat. You guys named yourselves 2011. Where'd that name come from?
Trey?
All right. So it actually comes from a Bible verse that Brad's mom came up. It's Kings 2011.
And do y'all know the verse?
Yeah. Brad told him the verse.
You know. You talking about my verse on Bed Bath & Beyond? That's what's playing right now. I hear it. We named after Kings 2011. And, we've been rocking with that. How long have we had the name? Like, you know, we had a different name at first.
Since freshman year of high school, right?
Yeah, we had a different name at first, and it was a terrible name.
What was it?
I don't want to say it.
It was that bad?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, and then we changed it to 2011.
Once a black guy got in the group, they had to change the name.
Exactly. Everything changes when a black man enters.
Oh, everything changes when a black man enters?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Start something.
Hey, you know what? It's controversial.
Hey, it's April okay. Fools. It's okay.
April Fools. We're actually not here.
All right. So since you guys are a pretty diverse guy group in today's society, you know, it's 2014. What's it like being a guy group in 2014? Because, you know, we saw all the guy groups in the 90s. So what's it like being a guy group today?
Well, from 2009 when we first started, it's really changed, you know, being a guy group. No, I'm kidding. It's it's
like
pretty...
guy group, like boy band? Is that like the similar kind of thing?
Yeah, same thing.
People thought we were like a boy band for like a while.
Yeah, it's funny because we look like a boy band because we're really diverse and preppy. But our music's not really boy bandish, I don't think. I feel like we sound more like
a little grown manish.
Yeah, it's a little grown manish.
I feel that.
We're man
not boy bandish.
We're man band.
Man band, not boy band. We're grown now.
So no boy band, y'all grown man band.
Grown man
y'all
band.
Are a grown man band.
Grown man band. Grown and sexy
boys
man
to,
band.
Boys to men.
Y'all are boys to men. Yeah. 2.0. Y'all revamped.
Yeah. Revamped.
Okay, and I have a question also. Okay, so I see part of the group is rappers, part is singers. What inspired the rappers of the group? Because I was listening to the song and the rappers of the group, you kind of sound like Big Sean, Kanye. You know, the flow was really nice. And the singing group, you know, it just meshed in real well. So who inspired the singers and who inspired the rappers of the group?
I'm going to go first, though.
All right, D-Town, you take the singing portion.
The singing, I guess, it's just been different influences of music. Like, I get a lot of influences from a lot of different artists. So I think that's just all of us growing up in different music backgrounds. We all kind of inspire each other in music. So I feel like that's what is the most, like, thing that makes us do music is all of our backgrounds. So,
oh, okay. So, who inspires the singers or the rappers?
I don't know. It's just like a multitude of things. Like we grew up, you know, all like you said, we're all diverse, so we all have different influences. Obviously, mm-hmm. We all like listen to different things growing up. I mean, me, like as far as a songwriter goes, like I grew up on like country music, you know, like Johnny Cash. And stuff like that, and Trey. I mean, and me and Trey just always kind of listened to the same stuff too. Like when we became friends with one another, right?
Yeah, I think, like honestly, as a band, we're those type of artists where, like, our genre of music, what we listen to, is not really put inside of a box. I like listening to different artists. I enjoy being a rapper and making like that type of music, but I enjoy going to shows with like bands performing. I think seeing like a band perform is way more amazing than seeing someone rap. Like, I don't know, that's just my personal opinion though, and I think that's why we listen to so many different genres. Favorite group though for me is gonna have to be like Outkast. I love Outkast. Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite. Andre 3000. Old Kanye.
Hey, I like
Kanye now. I like Kanye as a market now. You can't,
yeah, Kanye is a brand.
I don't define Kanye as an artist anymore. His brand is like what I like at this moment.
Okay. So are you guys college students?
Yes.
Yeah.
So what's it like balancing the school workload, being songwriters, rappers, or just being an artist, period? What's it like balancing that workload and trying to follow your dream?
I know for all of us, we all have different schedules and different things we're all into. So it's just, I mean, I wouldn't say it's hard. I just feel like it's a challenge to get us like all in one room and at the same time. And like when we do get in the room, we have to make sure that it actually something productive gets done. Because we'll get in the room like, oh, we just start talking about stuff because we don't really see each other all the time. But when we do get to see each other, we go ahead and make music and we just joke around like friends like we used to in like high school. We used to see each other all the time in high school. But like now we're all like growing up, has everything else to do. So.
Okay. And it's like we're not just like, you know, like some bands, like, you know, they get together by putting like ads in Craigslist and something like drummer needed. But like we're actually like best friends and stuff. So like when we get together, it's just like a lot. It's like hanging out like at first, you know, we just happen to be making music too.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely like 3 hours before we get to the recording. Yeah,
like, it's 3 hours. Let's make fun of everything that's happened.
We talk way more than we record. So a lot of people, like, it's funny when artists like come to like get on our songs or do a verse for us. We can sometimes tell when they're annoyed because we're the type of people, they don't realize we're actually friends. Like, it's not just, we don't just perform together. We get together and we talk way more. We don't even have ideas when we get in the studio. It all happens right there.
That's how you feel.
All right, cool. So, since you guys did say that you all are all friends, how did you all meet? Where did this 2011 connection come from?
I have known Brad since we were, like, what, 6 years old?
Yeah.
I don't know. He kind of dragged me into this whole thing. I was kind of along for the ride.
I pretty much told him one day, I was like, yo, I think I'm going to be a rapper, and you're going to learn to make beats. and like, I knew Trey. We went to the same – me and Avery went to the same elementary, and me and Trey went to the same – we all went to the same middle school except for these two. And then we met these guys in high school. And then
It was just like we were all like musically like we were like into the music program or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we heard Dallas sing one time and he made like every girl in the room cry.
He sang His Eyes on a Sparrow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this many white people knew His Eyes on a Sparrow. But they
all No, they didn't. It was
they
just
didn't even know it.
It was his song.
That's how you know his voice is good. They didn't know the song. They just felt the spirit when he finished.
For sure. So yeah, we all got together like that and like you said, we just became friends and I think it's so much easier to work with people you actually like. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's why me and Trey have such a hard time. No.
Okay, so as far as your work ethics, are you guys booking any shows? Have you played at any different special places or venues?
Yeah. We've played all over the state of Texas, primarily here in Houston. You know, we've played, I think, you know, I'm like a weird guy who keeps like a log of every show that we've played, and I think it's like over a couple hundred by now, you know. We're definitely, there it is right there. Thanks for pulling it up, Tyler. I appreciate it. No, I'm fine. We don't have to read it. But yeah, I think we can all say this. Like our favorite show, are we all in agreement with this? Our favorite show, favorite venue, right? Miller Outdoor Theater.
Yeah,
definitely the best.
No,
sure.
What were you gonna say, Abe?
I don't know. I never really thought about it. I don't know.
Well, Mill Outdoor Theater. Like Warehouse Live. We haven't got to play the House of Blues yet. That's one place we haven't done. Like Numbers, just different like places. So
this is what I need you guys to do first. What I think we're missing is I need everyone to give a name and what do you do one by one because I'm kind of confused like who is the drummer and who's what.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of weird going on right now, but. I'm the producer, live drummer, Avery.
Avery.
I'm sorry, should I use like stage names? I'm Ava Levin.
Do both. There you go.
I am.
My name is Tyler. Sevens every time. I go by DJ Motai. I'm the turntablist of the band, the disc jockey, the DJ.
There you go, Tyler. My name is Brad Gilmore. Yes, Brad Gilmore.
Nobody cares.
That's my... Hey, shut the... You know what up. I'm one of the MCs. Well, really?
I'm Dallas. I go by Corbin Dallas. I'm the singer of the group.
I'm Trey. I go by Trey.
Yeah, that's right. Tell him.
I'm another one of the MCs of the group.
You don't like the word MC more than rapper?
I don't even use rapper anymore.
Yeah, I don't like the term rapper.
It's MC or artist.
I like artist and MC. Because MC sounds special.
Y'all have to stop us because we'll just keep talking. We forget that we're on
air. Oh, my bad.
No, it's cool. I promise you, it's cool. But what I want to know from you all, being in a group together, I would assume that you all get into, like, argument sometime or another.
Yep.
I would assume. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yep.
Okay. So let's say, for instance, y'all are, you know, coming in to do a song or another. Let's say, for instance, y'all just have this, you know, y'all were coming in to record, but it just did not happen. Give me what's the 2011 solution to finishing a record for y'all doing it that day?
See, I think Erykah Badu said it, we're artists and we're sensitive about our stuff. So it's kind of funny because we all, like Avery, he makes all instrumentals, but it's like, he's a drummer. Like, that's what he loves doing. So if we hear a drum and we don't like it, and we tell Avery, Avery becomes extremely sensitive.
Oh, my Lord.
No, the beat's right. The beat is right.
No one's going to tell me how the beat should sound.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Like, we'll all come to, like, a thing of, like, no, we want the drums to sound like this. And he'll do it right then and there. And then, like, when he sends us the song later that night, it's changed to the way that he wanted.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, it's a bunch
me
of
and Brad are just, like, really aggressive, so we just feel like we're always right. Honestly, Dallas in the group is the most compromising. Like, probably because he can sing basically anything, but he's the most compromising in the group, I would say.
Yeah, everyone else kind of, like, Avery's quiet, but Avery's like a silent rage. You know what I mean? And DJ Motai over here is just like, you know, he's Asian. And then, and Trey and I definitely are both stubborn. You know what it means. Don't pretend like you don't know what that means.
Let me ask you fellas another question real quick.
What's up?
I notice real y'all are really easy about the whole racial thing, and I think that's beautiful because y'all are America. You know, we are multicultural. So how do you grab all those different demographics to make them feel like, look, you know, we fit all genre of music. That's what it seems like y'all sound is to me. Y'all are giving us. I mean, I hear a little bit of R&B. I hear some pop. I hear some, you know, some old school, new school. I hear a whole mix. So how do you grab, you know, everybody and say, hey, this is us, and you know what, you know, everybody should be a part of us?
Well, I guess that just goes back to, like, the different influences that we all have. It's like we come together and we bring all of our influences together, and so that shows in our music. So it's going to be like, oh, I listen to a lot of R&B, soul music, and he like you say, listens to country and EDM or whatever, like, you know, like dubstep. It's just like, all that comes in together because we're like, oh yeah, I like that dubstep thing, but put some R&B in it or put some soul in it and like put some like country. Let's do like something crazy. Let's do some rock, you know? And I guess that's just like our process when we do music. It's like, oh, I have this feel. I want to do it. Let's do a rock feel or let's do like a pop feel or, you know, like a really, really soulful feel. Like, you know, and that's what we go in like thinking and it just comes out that way. Like,
a lot of times there isn't like a stated, let's do a 2011 sounding song. We really don't have a sound. Everything that we do, we never like have a, we don't have big discussions like, oh, this is what we need to sound like, this is our thing. It's just, we're really influenced by everything we hear. I feel like we don't really think about the diversity that's there. I don't think it's never something that we actually state.
I think it's one of those mood things. Like people say like how music controls your mood. Yeah. And I feel like we go into the studio, we all kind of have a certain mood and we kind of make music according to how we feel at that moment.
I had a question. When you do go into the studio, who is like the decision maker of the group? Who says we're going to start off with rap or this is going to be the title of the song or we're going to start it off with a melody and we're going to start popping off and singing? So who is like the decision maker of the group?
I mean, we all come with different ideas a lot of the times. Like certain songs, like if you like name a certain song, we'd be like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, we started off doing this. But like sometimes Dallas will come in with a melody and he's singing or Avery will already have a track that he's working on. Motai will come in with an idea. Trey says, hey, we should, you know, write a song about this. I'm feeling like this today. And, you know, we just go from there. I don't think there's a decision maker. There are people like me and Trey said, we're a little stubborn sometimes and want our way a lot. But I don't think there's one decision maker. Like, it's a group, you know what I mean? Just like there's no leader in the group. You know, we work together. No one is more important than the other.
And I think that's a great way to have it. We are about to take a break here on To Be Honest, but while we go into that break, we're going to play Hide and Seek. Tell us a little bit about that before we go into it.
It was a track that Avery had for a really long time, and then we were like, I think we wanted to do something different to it at first, and then, Trey, didn't you come up with a Hide and Seek idea?
Yeah, my thing was I wanted to make a song where, like, it was sexual, but it wasn't just flat out being sexual. Like, we wanted to make it, like, a flirty, fun type of song.
We're
and not
playing
just
coy.
Girl, come here, let's have sex. Like, we wanted to, like, it was about the, what did we use? It was about the, like, I forgot what we said when we
I don't know.
The song.
I don't know. I don't know what we can and can't say on here.
Yeah.
Foreplay.
It was just kind of like, oh, let's make a song about.
Just play a little game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, song speaks for itself, actually.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Yeah. This is Hide and Seek 2011 20 Summers.
Let's play a little game.
Worth more than one night though. If you the type of girl I can drop my whole life, oh see, I'm trying to see if you're into things. You know, little games when that ass get tame. You act all shy, you scream my name. You act like it hurt, but you like the pain. I mean, I'm the type of guy if you're down for that. We can role play box and go around to that. Or maybe a little twist of right hand on ass. Then we speed it up while we make it last. Woo! Now let's slow it down. I close my eyes and you'll lose that gown. I won't peek and make a sound. You say you lost passion when that's found. I'm trying to make your whole body feel crazy. Get lost up in the things, what you call amazing. Then we can go all night and even till the days. And all week, hot sick is what's crazy. Girl, you know I'm feeling you. Soon as you walk in the room, you knew I got a Pikachu. Now I call you Pikachu, cause you about to get chose. Pick you up and take you home. This is all a player knows. And I leave it all behind. I mean, you always on my mind. I swear you always looking fine. I mean, I like the way you look. To get you open like a book. All the things that we could do. You know we always knocking boots. Yeah, I know you know the rules. I turn around, I captain. Ready or not, here I come. Baby, let them game begin. You came first and you came to win. You came for love, you left for sin. We can play this game again. Again and again and again and again.
And we're live back here on To Be Honest. Yes, we are talking about 2011 in the building. My interns are doing the good on their first interview ever. And you know, that's okay. 2011 is okay with being guinea pigs. It is what it is. So we're going to continue with the conversation. And I want to ask you guys a quick conversation before I give it back to the interns. Is, you know, I was working with Matthew Knowles a few months ago. We would go to their little entertainment thing he does, you know, and at the House of Darion.
Oh, yeah.
And but yeah. My thing was, and I met a lot of, you know, up and coming artists, and the question I always ask is, do you really want to go to a label, or would you rather today stay by yourself and be independent?
You know, that's a great question. Like in today's In the landscape of the day, like, so many people have been able to make it, doing independent. You know, you look at what Macklemore is doing, it's, like, you know, outstanding, and Mac Miller at the same time. So, me personally, I don't know if I'm speaking for everybody, but I think indie might be the way to go in today's market.
And honestly, like, we've been doing this by ourselves for so long anyway. It's like, we had a record deal, like, when? Like, in 2011, but it was, like, I guess just, like, a regular, like, you know, nothing to do with
not anything. A real record deal.
Not a real record deal, basically. We thought it was cool, though, in high school, having a record deal. But after that, we just kind of felt like we doing it by ourselves is the best way to go. Because, like, everything's in-house. Like, the beats are in-house. Like, there's no... When we get a feature, it's because we want a feature. It's not because, oh, we got to get a feature for this song. Because we're not missing anything. We have rappers. We have singers. We have guitar, drums. We have DJ. We have turntables. It's all here. So it's like, we don't need it.
Yeah, and we don't have to pay anybody else.
That's it.
That's right.
We have our own studio, so it's like we can go whenever we want to 24/7 and record whenever we want. So it's like that's why people come into the studio with us and they're like, come in and they just do it like real quick. We never had to pay for studio time, so it's like we just lounge in the studio.
We really do. Like, we've never had to actually go in and, like, pay hourly for the studio. So I think most people, we've had people come in for features, and they'll do one take. And they're like, good. And I'm like, oh. Okay.
That's how you feel?
You're a one-take type of guy? Like, I can do it in one take, but, I mean, I always, we're the type of people, we can be perfect on the first take. We're going to record it 10 more times just to see if there's another take that can be better. So I feel like
But I think that's because we're spoiled to the fact of not being under a major label. So I like it.
Indie. What's up?
Okay, cool. So I want to ask y'all a serious question. If they took the money out of music, would you all still be willing to
I would leave fast.
We are broke right now. We are broke.
We have no money in music. So, yeah, we would continue doing it. I mean,
you got to give us the money to take the money. So don't feel bad.
Oh. Ooh, don't shade TLC like that. We love you, Chili and T-Boss.
You almost forgot T-Bone.
I did.
We know who he thinks is irrelevant in the group. We know who's the Kelly Rowland to his TLC.
You mean Michelle Williams. Come on now.
Oh, y'all don't talk about Michelle. Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
I meant Kelly.
Oh, don't talk about Kelly like that. She's doing her thing. She's getting married.
She airing her dirty laundry.
She did. She got that dirty laundry check. So, you guys... So, for instance, I want to give you this scenario. Let's say tomorrow they take, I know you guys said you're broke, but I don't know if you're broke or not. I don't know what's going on in 2011 bank account. But again, like, say for instance, if they do just take all of the money, the income out of music, would you all still go in there and do it? Is it a passion thing for you all, or is it just about the money, or is it about the fame?
It's definitely a passion. I mean, I guess I can speak for all of us. It's definitely a passion. Like, we've all been doing something musically for so long. It's not like we just said, you know what, let's just make music because it makes money. Like, we do music because that's what we feel, that's what we like to do. So I feel like if they took money out of it, I mean,
it's all good.
But the thing is, like, you mean like as in like giving us money, like we do
like
shows
as a career, as a career, if they take the money out of music,
honestly, would
if
be,
it isn't a career anymore.
I don't think I've ever made a song, or I could just be speaking for myself. When I make music, I never think, man, this song's about to make us some money. I get that feeling of, man, I just made something that's good, and I enjoy it for myself. I get excited. When I found out we're going to make a music video, I get excited. We paying for our own music video, but I'm excited to make the music video. I think I make music just to get the feedback from people, not for the money to come in from people.
All right, you guys seem real passionate, and you seem to enjoy what you do. So out of any artists or band or rappers, who would be somebody that you want to work with one day or go on tour with? Who are some of your favorite people out there?
Jay-Z.
Yeah, definitely. Rick Rubin. I would love for Rick Rubin to produce.
To work with him. Yeah, for sure.
Definitely work with Pharrell. Kid Cudi. I would want to work with Kid Cudi. Who else?
I could agree to that.
James Blake, for sure.
Blake.
Listen to a ridiculous amount of James Blake. Wait, dead or alive? Can we do that one?
Oh, well, I mean, if y'all trying to work with Michael, is that what you just threw out?
Oh, no, I didn't even think about Michael. Oh, wow. Now I feel terrible. We got I was thinking about James Brown for some reason. Wouldn't it be fun to go on tour with James Brown?
Ooh, you can give me some dancing tips.
Yeah,
I need to learn how to dance, man. That'd be fun. If I had rhythm, man, I'd be on it.
You don't have rhythm yet? You ain't got no rhythm?
No. Rhythm in the voice.
I have rhythm of the voice. Rhythm. Yeah. I'm pigmentally challenged, so I can't really dance.
Well, don't feel bad because I can't dance either.
Okay.
I can barely even talk. So, as we continue on with 2011, you guys are pretty wild and cool. We got this next jam that is up here. Tell us about this. Adderall. Isn't that a drug?
We're feeling real wild.
Real wild and cool.
We want to warn y'all that Adderall has a couple curse words in it.
That is true.
We know when to stop it.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. But, just tell us like a minute or two. Yeah. First minute or two, you can just play.
it'll be
Adderall
okay.
Adderall is basically one of it was a song that we did with like, just like.
The elite of Houston MCs. Yeah. And it was kind of like the song was about like trying to stay focused on, you know, your path of your dream, staying focused on your dream, because there's so many things that you can distract you, and you just need to stay focused. So you need a little Adderall.
Okay. Adderall. All right, well, here we go.
Musical Adderall.
Poets
three emotions. Emotions in a poet. Rock and roll is in my soul, and rap is the component. To outreach and outspeak and reach up to a mountain. Speak to know for sure the word of mouth. My name is what you always speak. I ain't never geeking, homie. I'm just trying to be that dude to come through town and shut it down. You be up on your local news. Never blue singing, but always hell raising. A party rocking hip hop, a living in no genre nation. To these other artists, I never find relations. But I hear these accusations that are blatant fabrications.
Like that one dude trying to sound like Three Stacks.
And that white dude, he just trying to be black.
None of that is fact, and all of that is fiction. So search our name, download the track, and then you take a listen. Then you start to figure we the gift to keep on giving. To be the best, you gotta beat everyone that's listening.
Whitney died, they said that all the legends dead and gone. But minds changed as soon as they heard a 2011 song. I'm trying to live a life with no one else needed. Track hungry, then I feed it. A virgin record, I seed it. Shake it up, let it explode. Something along the lines of my career about to go. It's 2011, back with Moe, unless the crowd didn't know. Career started on the ground, but now I'm looking at the flow. And whoa, I kill bees like I heal skill feet. It's a dream to be in the prisons every time that I speak. Waiting for a leak for about a week like they were new damn shoes. And I'm just doing Mission Impossible like Tom Damn Cruise. I leave the whole track bruised, and there might be my muse. Pulling verses out these tracks that they were caused to a fuse. I'm taking rappers out they spots like soul trucks. Hottest things in solo cuts in case you didn't know what's up.
Take time to realize what all this means and find the way to help you make it through. You gotta let it flow.
Spanning the globe. MJWJ Global Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mona Moore. Join me every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the Mona Moore Show, where there are no limits when it comes to encouraging and uplifting your spirit, mind, body, and soul. Remember, the Mona Moore Show will leave you wanting more. I'll see you there.
Hi, it's Alika. Are you tired of managing calls from recruiters and job placement agencies? When it's time to take your IT career to the next level, call Ziltopia Consultants, IT's good company. Find a synergy like no other to accomplish your career goals. Ziltopia will also be offering free to the public a resume and interviewing training program starting May 3rd. Find more details at itsgoodcompany.com. When you're good, it's best to be in good company. Ziltopia, IT's good company. www.itsgoodcompany.com.
You're listening to MJWJ, Global Radio Network. The Feel Good Talk Radio Network. The Feel Good Talk Radio Network.
We're back. And we're live back here on To Be Honest. Yes, the place you can say exactly what's on your mind. You might not be able to say your mom, dad, cousin, or sister, but you can say it here. We got 2011 in the building doing what they do best, giving us that good music. Man, I definitely see stardom in the future with you guys. I don't just say that to everybody. I promise you. I interview many of people, and I'm impressed. I have to say that I'm definitely impressed, and I think if you guys continue to work hard at it, you'll, even if you don't want to, you could hit a fame that would be well spoken. And I think with y'all having a strong hold of being friendships never end. I don't know, you know, I'm a little older than you guys, and it makes me reminds me of Saved by the Bell, where they went and they became like pop stars, and they had a song that said friends to the end or whatever. I think that's important because friendship holds a bond. And, you know, I think that's why a lot of, you know, groups don't last. And it's painful because I think we do need those groups because y'all are better than one mind. You know, Kanye's awesome, but I bet y'all could do some stuff way better than Kanye because y'all have more than one mind. And I believe that.
We're wild and cool.
All right, you guys, before we close out the interview, what's one goal and aspiration for 2011?
One goal, aspiration, 2011. We're going to start with Trey.
Okay.
Trey.
A goal that I like personally have for us, I want to make it and be able to tour worldwide, but I want to never have someone tell us what type of music we have to make.
Okay.
Because our thing is, when you listen to our CDs, you can listen to one song and you'll think it's a whole different band when you listen to the next song. And I've always wondered, if we were to become famous, would there be someone that would try to define our genre But I don't want that, and that's my goal, basically, for our band, is to not be defined by genre.
Okay, cool. I think that sums it up. I mean, would you say that sums it up?
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys, tell us where we can find 2011 on social media, Twitter, Facebook.
Popcorn Tray.
Okay, you can find us on 2011music.com.
Brad. On Twitter at 2011 and on Instagram at 2011band, and you can download 20 Summers for free. Oh, Facebook.com/2011music. And then you can get a 20 Summers for free right now for limited time only if you download in the next 15 minutes at 20-summers.com.
All right, you guys have any upcoming events, any shows?
We're actually taking a break right now to record our follow-up to 20 Summers coming to you this summer, hopefully. So we're chilling out on the shows, but we're actually going to make a special appearance May the 4th at Moody Gardens, opening up for D-Town.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Old
that's
school.
Right.
Yeah. That's my grandpa.
Not Frankie Beverly.
And Maze.
And Maze.
They brought Maze with them.
You know, Maze, they say Maze was crazy. So what y'all think?
I think Mace the rapper is crazy.
I actually went to his church in Atlanta.
Does he speak in tongues?
Yeah. We actually, the sermon was about speaking in tongues.
Oh,
it was really weird.
I was just want to do that so bad. When I was younger, I couldn't do it. I wanted it so bad.
But it's crazy though, because like
I saw the Undertaker speak.
Are y'all really going off? Hey, quick question before we roll out. We're going around Turn Up Tuesday. That's what we do here on To Be Honest. We want to know, boyfriend, do you have a girlfriend? Girlfriend, 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 all the way down.
They are boyfriends. Yeah.
I have a girlfriend.
I, too, am in a relationship.
Yeah.
No.
I do not have a girlfriend.
Okay, well, hey, two out of three. Five, I guess. All right, well, hey, I appreciate you guys for coming. Hey, you were always welcome to come back. We enjoyed it. Make sure you guys let us know when that new song drops so we can make sure we promote it for sure, man.
For sure. Thank all y'all right. for having us on. We
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
We enjoyed it. Turn up!
There you go, man. Boom.
Just take it easy. Take it slow. You're moving too fast. So many places that you wanna go. Slow down. To fall in love with the world, another sad story of a delusional girl.
Another page from the author of A Lonely Girl. Innocence taken because she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was plain Jane, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs. Clubs at nights and Facebook lights, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny, the confusion from an outer illusion. Never felt true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of coke. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in a couple notes, she spoke about the life she lived. And for the chance of fame, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Selling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just wants someone to call her stunning. Or gorgeous, or beautiful on one of those dark nights. When she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead all she has a pen, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So life changes lanes and all she seems to find is pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain. Her soul was taken by the world, no more to give. Pain pills and a lifeless girl, Alice chooses not to live.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go.
My ex girl, a sex girl, death not the best girl. The type to go to parties, get messed up and show a breast, girl. Look at how you dress, girl, and all these skimpy clothes.
popping bottles, snorting bottles, acting like a hoe. Met her at a show, a summer event that we was at. Powder on her nose, I couldn't believe that she was into that. But I never deal with that, I thought it'd be fine. Waste time, break time, sunshine, she on my mind. So I went to her house to see if she was lonely. Open door, foaming from the mouth, she had an OD. Looks like the culprit was the Sprite and the codeine. And a couple pills, I could see the bottles opening. A couple light beers, just to fight tears. Pop another pill, so the pain she would not feel. Then I called her mom and said I'm sad to say.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We have the second part to the show, which I promised everybody. I shared a nice little anecdote about this man before he came on today.
Hey.
And his name is Mr. Tim Woods. Tim, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty snazzy right about now. I'm at the Brad Gilmore Show, so couldn't feel any better.
Life's good then, right? Yeah. I mean, once you make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'm like New York City.
Exactly.
Once you make it here, no. Man, I actually do. I'm gonna tell you this. I don't think you know this. This is how I found out about Tim Woods.
Let me know, man.
So a long time ago, I was putting a concert together, right?
Yeah.
With ADD.
Boy Drew. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were planning it out, and he was it was me, him, and Fat Tony. We're sitting at some restaurant, and we were talking about the show, and Fat Tony's like, you know, you should get Tim Woods from PV.
Damn.
And I'm like, who's that?
Yeah.
He goes, trust me, you need to book this guy. I was like, let's do it, right? So
yeah.
We booked you. I think it was at Mango's or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was a fun show.
Definitely.
I think it was packed, wasn't it?
It was packed.
It was a packed show. We were turning people away that night. And that's when I met Tim Woods. And then I've run into you everywhere since.
Yeah.
Playing in Beaumont and all kinds of other cities.
Where I got arrested. I can't go back to Beaumont, man.
You got arrested that night?
Yeah, after the show, I got arrested.
What
man.
Happened?
Shit. Funny story. I wasn't even drunk, but the dude got me for public intoxication or whatever. And this white cop walked by. It was a guy who was at the show, another white guy. And he was, you know, walking with the guy in cuffs or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, stay up, my nigga. And I thought it was some funny shit to say. And then the cop walked like 3 more steps. And he was like, wait, what did you say?
Oh,
and then
no.
The rest is history. You know what I'm saying?
So did you get arrested for saying the N-word? Is this what you're telling me?
In a number of words, yeah. That's it. And I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, but can't go to Beaumont until I handle that shit.
Oh, man. So just stay out of Beaumont for the time being.
Yeah, for right now.
Until you're on the major tour and you got to stop in Beaumont.
Yeah.
That, what is it, the Ford Arena or whatever.
Whatever that
until
shit
until you
is.
Get there.
Yeah.
You can stay. I mean, Beaumont's not that hard to stay away from. It's not like there's a lot going on.
Well,
I love my Beaumont supporters.
Yeah, Beaumont is tight, though, man. But shit, my granny stays in Arthur, man. So I'm going to have to find a way out there, man. Somebody going to have to put me in the trunk or some shit. I don't know. But I'm going to get out there, though.
What's been going on with you, man? Last time I saw you was a few weeks ago at the Debonair Lounge. We had the El Chapo tribute show, which you played. Did you know him very well?
Yeah, I knew Chop. I don't call him Chapo, but Tyler. You know,
Tyler.
I knew him since I got there. In 08, I think I'm, you know, telling people how old I am by saying that shit.
No, you're good.
Fuck it. but yeah, man, that was one of the homies, man. I think I was one of his first clients.
Yeah.
He really fucked my shit up, you know what I'm saying, the first time. But, like, as he progressed, he got really dope with it, man. But that was a homie. It hurt a lot, you know.
Was it shocking to you?
Very shocking. Like,
because you were so young, man.
Yeah. I was texting Kirk, you know, on the phone, and he basically said in a number of words, he was like, he was one of the good ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It fucked me up. You know?
Yeah.
I'm getting kind of tear. I'm not finna cry, though, you know.
No, I know. I know. Keep it G.
I'm keeping it G. But, yeah, Tyler was my nigga, man. Like, but, you know, what I can say is that, you know, it taught me, you know, just to enjoy life and, you know, to let a little of him live through me. You know what I'm saying?
Because that night you could tell you had it. Because I've seen you perform several times, at least a dozen.
Yeah.
And you could tell that night there was another type of energy to you.
Yeah.
You tapped into something that I hadn't seen before from you on stage, right? Like everybody in the entire lounge like automatically connected with you. I swear, if you had a stack of Tim Wood CDs for sale for $5, everybody would have bought one.
Word.
Because there's something, I don't know what it was that night. You connected. You could see it in everybody's eyes. You connected with every single person in the room. So I thought that was cool. I wanted to compliment you on that because it was a very great performance. A very great performance.
Hey, man, I appreciate that.
I'm there
man.
Every Monday, so sometimes it's a little hard to get turned up for a performance. You know
Word.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You see all that live music all the time. And normally it's singers. But for when you came in, man, I just got, you know, hats off to you. I'm not wearing a hat, but if I were, I would take it off and tip my hat to Mr. Tim Woods. But you've been doing a lot, man. You've been doing a lot. I know you're working on a project right now, and you told me it's called TBA.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I'm one of those guys who, when I find out about something, I go on Wikipedia and I research everything. Even though people give Wikipedia shit. It's a great source.
They definitely give Wikipedia shit, but I've passed a lot of assignments using Wikipedia.
Exactly. You know? I don't know why they give it. Every professor I've ever had, don't use Wikipedia. It's not a valid source. I've learned more off Wikipedia than I have from probably any teacher.
Yeah, in school, period. Yeah.
And so anyway, when a new album's coming out or something, I go to research it right on Wikipedia. But a lot of the times, if it hasn't been named yet or something, it always says, you know, TBA is the name that you click on, right?
Word.
That's the name of your project, though.
That
and TBA obviously stands for to be announced.
Right.
So what's going on there? Why'd you name it TBA?
You know, it's a funny story, and then I'm going to go deeper into it and be a nerd a little bit. But
let's hear it.
One of my past engineers, man, he would just name all my tracks TBA for some weird reason.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And be like, why the fuck is he doing that? And after a while, I was just like, that's kind of dope. And I just got to thinking, like, I think so fucking deep into shit.
Yeah.
You know? But after a while, I just started creating this own world in my head, like what it means to be TBA, what TBA means to me. So basically, it's just like a play on words. Like, before you do anything, it's to be announced. When you do something, it's also to be announced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. And the project basically is just my past experiences, getting arrested, you know what I'm saying, being a drug dealer for a year, you know what I'm saying?
a full year.
A full fucking year. So I feel like, you know, that counts for something. You know?
Now, here's the thing. We live in 2014, right?
Yeah.
This is an age like none other. So much stuff is available to us technology-wise, right?
Yeah.
Now, I've heard, and maybe you can confirm this, because I don't know too many drug dealers, I'm going to be honest with you. Okay. I don't know a lot.
I know a couple.
You know a couple.
Yeah.
Is it true that nowadays drug dealers are making sales on their iPhones with Square card readers?
Well, shit, if so...
That makes sense to me, first of all.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense, but shit, if so, I hate that I missed it. Maybe I wouldn't, you know, be on probation now. If, you know, I knew about that shit, but...
A squared card reader, you just plug it in the iPhone. You know what it is, right?
Yeah,
you just
nah.
take a swipe, man. It's it's a revolutionary thing. I hear drug deal. It's all the rage in the drug dealer community.
Shit, it might be. I don't know, man. I'm gonna have to ask some of my plugs, man.
You got Got a lot of plugs in there, Tim Woods.
I'm not even gonna say.
Don't incriminate that, yourself.
I'm not trying to at all, man. But you know, I know a couple people that know a couple people.
So you did that for a year.
Yeah.
And why'd you have to give it up? You got caught?
Yeah, I got arrested, and you know, I'm light skinned.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? So
you can't go to jail.
I can't go to jail. My mama told me, she was like, you know, it's a gift and a curse, but shit, you pretty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you know what? I agree with you. I'm done with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's no biggie, you know.
I'm sure it's scary. It's a scary thing being arrested, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people, I think, front a lot and be like, oh, it's nothing. You know, they just put me in some cuffs, da 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 da.
I mean, I wasn't so much scared. I was pissed, you know what I'm saying? Because I was on the way to and this is all on a mixtape, you know.
Yeah.
When it comes out, you'll get a chance. But I was on the way to this chick house, man. You know what I'm saying? Finna go watch the Heat and Spurs play.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was just finna blaze up real quick with her. You know what I'm saying? She a little cutie, you know?
I feel you.
And we was gonna have a little good time and, you know, do whatever, you know? Got arrested, like, right before I got to her house. So I'm just, like, pissed, you know, thinking about, damn, what could've went down, what would've went down, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I'm in jail. It's cold. The sandwiches are cold. You know,
frozen bologna sandwiches, right?
Like a motherfucker. You got to sit on them, man, to warm them up.
That's some shit.
So I'm basically eating an ass sandwich, you know. And then I didn't drink shit when I was in there because the motherfucking water fountain is at the top of the toilet. Yeah, it's connected to the toilet. And it's like piss and like crusty shit looking shit. So I was just like, I'm not drinking out of this shit. Because in some kind of way, this shit is connected to what's going inside of it. So fuck it, you know. But I mean, it was an experience. I can't say that I hated it, but
you learn from it.
Yeah, definitely. But seeing the sunlight is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I gotta see that shit every day. Fuck that. You know,
man. So okay, two things. There's a lot of stuff I gotta get to, but this is what I was just thinking when you said that. Your mom said that you're a pretty guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a light skinned brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Brother.
All right. Yeah, brother. Right. Okay. That means black guy.
Yeah.
Right. But no. In all seriousness. My thing is, I've always noticed when Tim Woods is somewhere, when Tim Woods is performing, when Tim Woods is just there to attend somewhere, you're very flirtatious with the women folk.
Ah, man.
You like some women, don't you?
I definitely love me some women. You know what I'm saying? All colors, shapes, and sizes.
Are you a ladies' man, would you say?
I love the ladies, man. I don't know if they love me back, man. I don't know.
Love is a drug, right?
Love is a drug, and I'm high as fuck.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you fall in love easily? Is that what you're telling me?
Holy shit. You're asking the personal questions. Now you're asking the deep shit.
I'm getting there, Tim.
Man, I'm a lover. Let's just say that. I'm not going to say that I fall in love easily, but I'm a lover of people, life, you know what I'm saying? I love everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a new age hippie. So, I don't know. I guess so.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying, because love's a drug, you're high as fuck.
Yeah.
You're a ladies' man. Yeah, I think the ladies love Tim Woods back.
I think, you know, a couple of them, you know. For a while, they'll love me. And then it turns into something completely fucking different.
They end up hating you?
Something like that. Yeah.
And why do you think that is?
Shit, I don't know, man. I really don't know.
Something? Do you think you need to dive into the and look? Take a look at the Tim Woods schematics. Blueprints.
Have to take a look at the man in the mirror. I don't know.
You think?
But I look in the mirror and I see, you know, excellence. You know what I'm saying? I wake up in the morning and I piss excellence. Nah, I'm
That's
fucking
right.
around. I'm fucking around. But shit, I have no clue, man. You know.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know why this interview got so deep so quickly.
It definitely got deep.
I was not ready for this. I was not ready to ask you this. This is just how the conversation flew.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this though. We were talking. You said you were texting Kirk.
Yeah.
Right? Friend of your Kirko Bangs is who you were alluding to, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all went to PV together.
Most definitely.
Now I know from what I heard, y'all were really good friends. I got to know Kirk for the past few months and gotten to know him really well. But y'all were good friends, right?
Right.
Or are
right.
good friends.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a Kirk mixtape, right? Called was it Progression 2?
Shit.
I think it's Progression 2. There's a lot of it's either Progression or Procrastination or there's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's 8 tapes out there.
One of those
one of the P tapes.
Yeah, the
one
P those, tapes.
It starts
right.
with the P tapes is what they're called now. There was one though where I think he had a song where he referenced you, right?
Yeah.
He is like, I hadn't seen Tim in a while. It's Cray or something like that, right?
Yeah, some shit, yeah.
Do you remember hearing that for the first time?
I definitely.
What was that song about? Do you remember? What was it called?
Still My Nigga though.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah, that
yeah,
one.
Like you were going to say that shit. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I think my friend Jessica
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it first. I don't know. I can't remember who let me hear it first, but when I heard it, I was like, oh shit. You know, I was jamming out to it. But when he was like, he said something about my nigga Tim ain't picking up the phone or some shit like that. I'm like, what you mean though? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you change your number? You know, but all in all, you know, Kirk is the homie, man. You know, I got much love for him. I'm very proud of him. You know what I'm
saying? Did you like initially feel like some type of way when you heard that?
Not necessarily. I'm just like, well, shit, you know, there are times when a nigga phone be off, you know what I'm saying? So like, shit, it might have been one of those times, like didn't pay the bill or some shit like that. But I didn't feel no type of way, man. Kirk, he's good people, man.
What do you think when you see like guys like right now, like guys like Kirk and Propane are really doing a lot here in Houston, right? On like a bigger level, like a major level, especially right. Kirk doing stuff on a major level. I know he's right now wrapping up his tour with Bun B.
Yeah, that's
who could imagine.
Uncle Bun.
Yeah. Uncle Bun.
Uncle Bun.
Who would imagine that? So, like, when you see guys like that, man, what goes on in Tim Wood's mind? Do you think, man, I want to get to that level? Or do you, are you, because to me, a lot of the times, they're like, there's like these two classes of rappers in Houston, right? Yeah. Or MCs. They're the guys who are making the music that that will go to like the radio. Uh-huh. But then there are the guys who are making the music which everybody feels, if you know what I'm saying.
Word.
And not necessarily saying the guys who make the music for the radio, people don't feel it. I think a majority of the people feel it. But I'm saying there's that guy. Like, when I heard your first tape, I think it was The Adventures of Christopher Columbus, right?
Christopher, yeah.
And I remember listening to it, and I felt every record, right?
Word.
I love the Camaro Driven song,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fat Tony and Aspiring Me, ADD.
Yeah, that was my song. Yeah. I jammed that all the time. But when I heard that, I'm like, wow, I felt every song.
Word.
And it was like you were, to me, actually, I think I told DJ Mota this. I'm like, Tim Woods is like the king of that class. You know what I'm saying? Of the guys who, because to me, I think you think about every single song you're putting it together.
I piss a lot of people off, too, because I take a long-ass time, like, in a studio.
Yeah, what's your process like when you go in there?
I mean, the song is pretty much already prepared, but, you know, I'll do a verse like 10 fucking times, you know. No such thing as one take Timmy. He comes out every blue moon, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But, shit, as far as people like Kirk and Propane, first let me say this. Bun B has a fucking clone, several of them. This nigga is everywhere
yeah.
at one time. What the fuck? Where's the Bun B factory, my nigga? Like, why are you everywhere? You know what I'm saying? But other than Bun B being a scientific genius.
Yes.
Scientific, excuse me.
It's all right. We don't judge you.
Yeah, thank you. man, I'm just proud to see, you know, the city doing shit. Not a lot of people talk about this dude, but Travis Scott.
Oh, well, yeah.
That motherfucker is, you know, fucking melting niggas' faces off. Like, it's really dope to see shit like that just coming out of the city. Kirk doing his thing. You know, and it's a lot of, you know, budding new artists, you know, doing their thing. And definitely, shit, I want to be on, you know, a big stage, you know what I'm saying, and doing all the shit. And I definitely feel like it's coming, you know, within this year. Like, I don't doubt it.
You know what I see, though? I see you being the guy that, like, all, like, the major, like, the ACLs and the South by Southwests and the Coachellas
yeah.
and the Summerfest. I see you being the guy that is, like, has this huge cult following.
A lot of people tell me that shit.
That's how I feel your music. Yeah. When I hear it, I feel like you're the guy who's going to have this huge cult following. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because the I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, this is me talking to you personally. I don't want to see Tim Woods be, you know, the number one video on 106 in Park.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
You know,
now
okay.
you might, but what I'm saying, I think I see Tim Woods as being the guy who Rolling Stone magazine calls the rapper of the decade, and everyone's like, wait, what? Why? You know, and then they dive into your collection. Because to me, you don't put out individual songs. You put out complete thoughts. And that, for me, as a hip-hop fan, that's my biggest thing. When I listen to an album, I want to hear a complete thought, and I want to walk away with that story and remember it. And when I – like, one of those albums for me is The Blueprint. Jay-Z, right? When you listen, you don't skip a single song on that bitch. You go 1 through 15 or whatever.
Straight
and
up.
You walk off knowing exactly where he was going with it, and you knew what he was thinking while he was making it, right?
Right.
And to me, that's the quintessential Jay album, for me at least, you know, or Reasonable Doubt too. But that first Blueprint, awesome, right?
Yeah.
And to me, now he has like the commercial, super commercial appeal. I don't even think Jay-Z's a rap artist anymore. He's just like
he's just a fucking walking business, like.
Yeah. That guy, man.
That's amazing.
That guy is just a winner. You know what I mean? Like, everything he does.
He wins.
He puts it in the W column.
Definitely.
Everything from his music career to his business to his wife.
You got one of the baddest, man.
He's got one of the baddest. You a Beyonce fan? You like Beyonce?
Yeah, I do. I actually, you know, I got her on my iPod, man. I can't even lie. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I wasn't a huge fan of the music until this last album. And I think the way she put it out made me want to buy it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that shit blew my mind, man.
I was like, what? There's a new Beyonce album. Not even a leak. And even, like, nowadays, if she might not promote it herself, you might hear something like, oh, well, Beyonce's working on an album right now. She's going to put it out secretly. No one knew. Not a single person knew. So when it came out, I bought it instantly.
So did Cudi.
Yeah. Cudi put it out, without anyone knowing.
Yeah. That's my boy, man. You know, hopefully I get to meet that guy pretty soon. You know what I mean?
See, that's... Cudi's the perfect example.
Of Tim Woods?
Of what I see you as. Because to me, Cudi is respected by everybody across the board. He might not get super duper love on radio.
Word.
But everybody loves Kid Cudi. Everybody will buy his album every time it comes out. He's the guy the Rolling Stone will call him like the greatest artist of all time.
Yeah.
And he comes out with that music. Like that first Cudi album was so awesome. Second one so awesome. This last one was really good.
Yeah.
I wasn't a fan of that Wizard project.
I like everything Cudi puts out. I'm sorry.
I wasn't a huge fan. Yeah. It wasn't like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But to me, that's you in a lot of ways.
Right.
At least this is how I'm thinking.
Yeah. I mean, but shit, what I can say, man, is, you know, everybody wants to be able to be like, hey, mom, you know, go tune in to the radio. Boom. They play my shit. You know what I'm saying? You know. Like, I definitely want to have a couple MTV jams, you know.
And I'm not saying you wouldn't.
Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
But just at least one of those. That's not really my big concern. I just want to do that one time and be like, hey, mama, you know.
Because to me, you also seem like the guy who you don't want to make $1 million real quick and then never be heard from again.
Exactly.
To me, you're the guy who wants to make a living off of music for the rest of your life,
right? Rest of my motherfucking life. Yeah.
I see that's like when I say like you're like the festival guy who would kill every festival. You'd be the guy that they'd want to have for 40 years. You'd be like the Rolling Stones who was playing for 60 years nonstop.
Damn.
Doing your hits, right?
Yeah.
And everyone going crazy. That's just how I see Tim Woods. Because I've always been a fan of your music ever since Fat Tony told me about you that day. And
that is the OG, man. That's the big homie, man. Much love to Fat Tony, man. I respect that, man. Big time.
Now, I've given you a lot of praise about your live performance. And every time I see you, you're doing something a little different on your live performance. What goes through your head when you're about to go on stage and perform? Do you plan it out in advance, like what you're going to do? Do you think about it a lot?
Sometimes. Recently, I've been, having rehearsals, you know. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just get up there and I just black out sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regardless of, I don't go in there thinking about, like, what's the crowd going to be like, who's in the crowd, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just look at it like it's mine, you know what I'm saying? I come in there and I'm just like, I'm the shit, I'm better than everybody else. Nah, I'm fucking around. But I just come in there, man, and just try to give my all, man. And most of the time it works out, you know? That's all I could say. Shit.
I remember we did some show. I think it was at, was it a Vonnie Lounge? Is that the name of a place?
Yeah.
And you had like this whole like opening segment, right? Where you
practiced the shit out of that.
You were like sipping like an Arizona tea, right?
Yeah.
And you had like this whole like get up album. What was that?
Oh, well, shit. You know, the Trayvon incident.
Skittles. That's what you had, right?
Yeah, Skittles. So basically what I did, and that song that I performed is like the intro to my mixtape. But what I did was I just did a mock communion, like you would do communion in church, and I did it with an Arizona tea and some Skittles, you know, just showing love to Trayvon, and you know, like a commemoration type deal, you know, and just showing love to that whole incident and making people aware. A lot of people
were ignorant to the Trayvon, the specifics of it. Everyone in America obviously knew what happened.
Yeah,
but the specifics were lost a lot. How'd you feel when, Zimmerman got off?
I was fucking pissed. And, I was one of the motherfuckers who was like, we was in Papados at the time. And I was like, let's break some shit in this bitch. Let's set some napkins on fire. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, somebody got to start a riot somewhere. I don't know. Maybe that's a little extreme, but I was fucking pissed. I was just mad about it.
And then when you hear, like, he's being booked for a celebrity boxing
match. What really pissed me off, man, was they took the game off of that motherfucker and they tried to put DMX on there.
Yeah.
I knew the game was going to fuck his shit up. You know what I'm saying?
I'd be afraid that game would kill him in the ring.
I mean, that's that's cool with me. I mean, shit. But they was like, yeah, DMX. And I'm like, no. You know?
We got to think, DMX has done a lot of crack. No offense to DMX.
Yeah, but
he's done a lot of crack, so he's not going to feel those punches.
Me and my homies talked about that. It was like, if you smoke him a good rock right before he go in, he might fuck, you know, Zimmerman the fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Crackhead strength is like...
ridiculous.
Yeah. Stupid ridiculous. Like,
you know what bugged me more about that, though, is that the fact that Zimmerman could be booked for a celebrity, quote-unquote,
boxing match.
Yeah, what
makes you a fucking celebrity, man?
That you killed a kid? Yeah. And I don't want to get too political, but I'm just saying, like, that doesn't make you a celebrity. Yeah. A murderer isn't a celebrity.
Not at all.
You know, you're not an actor. You're not a musician. You're most definitely not Tim Woods.
Definitely not me, man.
No.
Definitely.
So what makes you a celebrity? You know what I'm saying? So I can understand why you might have been outraged about that whole...
Definitely pissed about that shit.
Whole incident. But let's talk a little bit more about TBA.
Right. All right.
So this is the mixtape that you're working on right now.
Right.
When are you trying to get this out? When are the people going to get to hear everything?
It's going to be out the 20th of this month, 420.
420.
Yeah, you know, so y'all can light up to it. Just hope, you know, everybody jams out to it. I like the shit.
Tell me a little bit, like, did you work with other people in this? Are there collaborators on here?
Yeah, definitely. For the most part, you know, I work with my homeboy, Jet. That's Jet with a lowercase silent Z in the front. He gets real pissed when you don't say that shit. But, man, he's been making a lot of dope-ass beats for me. We've been working on a new sound, you know.
Oh,
can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. Good.
Hear me though. But we've been working on a new sound, man. It's just coming out really dope. And I got who else I got on there? Rico Jones.
Oh, shout out to Rico Jones.
Shout out to
man.
Rico motherfucking Jones, the Wolf God. And
now that's a talented guy. I need to call Rico. Yeah, I need to get him on here.
Definitely, definitely. Who else? Freddie Inglewood.
Oh yeah, man. Y'all performed at the Debonair Live. He was very good too.
Yeah, yeah. That's the homie. That's the homie. Who else? George Young.
Oh yeah, shout out
also,
to George Young.
Yeah, got some beats from George.
You got a lot of spitters on there too.
Yeah, yeah. Freddie, Jet. Who else is on there rapping? Who else is on there, Paul? Anybody else on there?
Any other
collaborators? I mean, as far as production goes, yeah, I got a lot of, you know, George produced a track. Freddie produced and rapped on a track. Jet produced the majority of that shit, and he's on OD, one of my singles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did his damn thing. Shout out to Jet, the Silent Z.
With Silent Z.
You know.
Can't forget that Silent Z, man.
That man will be pissed off. He'll
I'm
be
sure.
A completely different person, man. But yeah, those are all the homies, man. And I just keep it within the family, keep it within the circle of people I know and the people I vibe with, you know.
You gonna do any? You got any upcoming events for it? You gonna do like a release concert or a party or something?
Yes, we having a release party at the end of this month. I posted something on my Instagram. It's a private event, but I posted something on my Instagram. So if people are interested, you know, go to I Boned Your Mom
on Instagram.
Instagram. That's exactly how you think you should spell it. just go there and it's a post. And you know, if you wanna get down with the show, you want to come make an appearance, you know, check it out, listen to the tape, get you a copy or whatever, just email the email on the post. What is it? The firm at Gmail? Let me see. Let me look on my gram.
Yeah.
For the one time. Ooh, got signal like a motherfucker. Okay. That's what's up. So if you're interested in a listening event and finding out what the date is, because we have it blackboard on Instagram, email the firm, that's theprim.music@gmail.com. And just, you know, send us an email and we'll send you an invite and then boom, you're in there.
And look at that. So that's the end of this month.
End of this month.
So go to I Boned Your Mom on Instagram and there's more info up there as well.
Yeah, yeah, follow your boy. You know. A lot of people give me shit for that name, but I ain't changing it.
I know you've had it for a while, right? Was that the first Instagram name?
First and last. I'm going to keep it that way.
Yeah, why change it? You're actually a lucky guy to get that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You would think there'd be another I Boned Your Mom.
I definitely thought there would be.
And I'm sure there's like a I Boned Your Mom 22344 Kitty Kitty Lick Lick or something like that.
Yeah, probably some shit like that, but I'm the
You got the original.
Yeah.
You feel lucky. See, you're a lucky guy.
I'm that nigga.
Rust. Yeah. What's the Twitter too?
Twitter. Real Tim Woods.
Real Tim Woods on Twitter. I boned your mom on Instagram.
Most definitely.
TBA to be announced. 420.
420 on the Real Tim Woods. .bandcamp.com.
Realtimwoods.bandcamp.com. And we'll blast the link when it comes out on our Twitters too.
Most definitely.
To make sure you gotta support Tim Woods. I don't speak this highly about many people, but you get the BG Show seal of approval. Hey. I just stamped the table.
I appreciate
because
that.
You're one of my favorites here in the city. It's been a long time since you've been on the show, man, too.
Yeah,
so
man.
It's good to have you back.
It's good to be back, man.
And I'm sure we're actually, you know what? I'm gonna say it right now. We're gonna play when Tim Woods' project comes out. We're gonna play the whole thing in full on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Holy shit!
For y'all, because I know it's gonna be great.
Word.
So y'all gonna hear the whole thing when it comes out here on the show, and I'll call you and we'll get some more words from you to talk about the tape.
Word.
But we're gonna do a whole special on Tim Woods. So look out for that. I appreciate your time, man.
Hey, I appreciate yours, man. Appreciate you for having me, man.
All right, man. Tim Woods, I Boned Your Mom on Instagram. TBA coming soon. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.